My name is Magdalene. I'm from Bethel. I'm going to tell about the little boy that wants to marry the princess. And in these princes who are hard to marry, you know, you have to be a mighty hunter to have a princess for his wife. Once there was a village, they were on the riverside, just like where we are now. And there was one princess, she lived up in the mountains, and all the young boys that were mighty hunters or good providers, they want to marry that girl, but the girl always tell them, if you match my mitten, you can marry me, but she would never tell them what kind of mitten she has. And so the boys got tired of looking for some kind of animal to match her finger, and they gave up. But there was a little boy, a little orphan boy, living with her grandma, and he was about maybe 10 years old when they started going after that princess. I could see she lived all by herself on a cliff. Her house was on a cliff on the side of a mountain. And so the little boy says, Grandma, I was, when I could pick enough, I'd go and ask that girl if she could be my wife. But the grandma says, you have to be a good provider, mighty hunter, and not be lazy, and match her mitten, because nobody ever knew what kind of mitten she has. And so when he got about 17 years old, you know, long ago they used to marry young, and when they're 17 years old they get married. And so grandma says, if you go hunting and get muckluck, get about 3 or 4 mucklucks, and I'll make you a kayak. She let somebody make the frame, and she made the kayak. She soaked the skins, and she sewed them up. And when that was done, she made him a rainbow parka out of seal guts, because that's what they used to use for raincoats. And she made him water boots, and she made him mittens out of fish skin, because they're waterproof. And she made him bow and arrow, and anything what the men use when they go hunting. And she didn't tell the boy what animal to shoot with a bow and arrow. And so he went out early in the morning, and he was hunting all day. He see all kinds of seals, but I don't think that the one that girl wants, because all these animals are too big. I have to look for something small. And so toward evening, before he was getting tired, and maybe I think I go home, I don't have to marry a princess, I'll marry any girl that's often like me. But in his heart he was just wishing he'd have that girl for his wife. And he's a little baby seal, you know, the little baby seals are, they got white woolly fur, you know, about that long. And so he shot it with his bow and arrow, and he caught it. And I'm going to bring it to him and see what my grandma says. And so he brought it to him, and when he brought it to him, grandma was very, very glad. Gee, you beat those boys that are have rich families and all that, and they have everything they need, but we are very, very poor. But someone give you that young seal so you can match the girl's mitten, because in those days, you know, when people didn't know about God, they always think there's somebody up in heaven always looking down what we're doing, if we're naughty, or if we're good, or if we're good to the other people. Then he always gives us, he provides for us, even we're poor. And so grandma was very, very glad, and so she skinned that baby seal, and she dried it, and she made the mitten out of it. And when it was old, and she told the little boy, "Now I'm going to give you some birch pitch, so when you have to go up the cliff, your soles will stick to the cliff while you are going up." And so she put some in a little skin bag, and you keep that, and when you're going to climb up, you put pitch in your soles. And so he go early in the morning, and he come to the cliff, and there was the girl outside her house standing. She had the mink parka and white reindeer mucklucks, and boy, she was pretty good looking girl. And oh my, I wish I had her for my wife. And she had the mittens, they were made out of reindeer legs, but all worn out. And what do you want? Why you come? You're too poor to ask me to be your wife. If you can only match my finger, mitten, I'll have you for husband. And she had the little white mitten. It made out of white puppy dog. And she was a little boy from which I don't know if he had a pocket, but he took his other little mitten out, and it was white like that other one. And she just clapped her hands. She was so glad. "You're the first person that ever matched my finger, and I'll have you for my husband." And she just slid down the hill, and he went home, and Grandma was so glad, and the other boys were jealous. But, well, that's the way it goes, that's the way life goes. If anybody tries hard, even it's hard to get what you want, keep on trying, never give up, and after a while you will get what you want. Now he had the princess for his wife, and they lived happily ever after.
Oh, that story, where did you learn it?
My grandma told me. That's an old story.
Oh.
And you know that the one that Jupal, he sings the song of it, but
unakaning sak chawat ha
kabyak nakamin kiyawalga kabyak una nandam sinin nakamin kiyawalga. That the fox looking for food, and how it got red and white. Doyle won a cover a look. Nanram sneeny, we will run come in your lunimat, your pioca, lagic unani nandram cocani, quima rasrea, doyle rock, quiamuani cover, a tochtok. Chatorna, seunga, hanga, yea. Error pactorna, seunga, hanga, yea. And he was singing with his eyes closed while he was singing. Totally opened his eyes, and the goose was just walking slowly because he couldn't fly. And oh boy, I'll take my time because I have lots of time, and the goose wouldn't get away, so he sang again. Chatona siunga hanga yeya. Katik paktona siunga hanga yeya. Jamik saune hanga yeya. And he opened his eyes, and still the goose was walking along. "Oh, I'll take my time. He can't fly anyway. I'll just close my eyes and sing some more." And he says, Chatona siunga hanga yeya. Kamik paktona siunga hanga yeya. Jamik saune hanga yeya. And he opened his eyes, and where's the goose? The goose is gone. And he looked down in the middle of the lake, and there was the goose swimming away just proudly. "You can't get me, you can't swim." And poor fox, he was just so ashamed, he got all red, and he looked down in his shadow. "Gee, this will never do if I'm all one color. I must try to hunt for something that I can paint myself, because one color it doesn't look right, you know. It have to be something different. And so we walk along, just sad. And while he was walking, he come to a place where somebody had built a fire. So he take ashes and he paint his belly and the tip of his tail, and he take charcoal and he paint the tip of his legs, hand legs, and all his feet and hands. And he look in the water. Gee, I'm going to look good from now on. They wouldn't even laugh at me from now on. So that's why the fox is red and white, because he painted himself with charcoal and ashes.
What's the name of the story?
The Little Boy Who Drank Up All the Ocean. There was a grandma and her grandchild living by themselves by the ocean, and this time they had nothing to eat for supper. And the grandma says, "Little boy, you go and find something to eat for our supper, because we have nothing to eat for supper." And so the little boy, he goes out and he's looking for food. And while he was walking along, he found a white fish. You know, the white fish are small. And so the little boy, he walks around the fish and he says, "Hello, tatim tun, aksatu, tatim tun, kastati kalakam, agin to, astaw na nakatiwa kalukutamas ko, an iskiliw." You know, he was walking around the fish like this. "As big as a stomach as I have, I'm going to eat you alive." And he swallowed the whole fish alive. And, "Oh, I forgot to save some for my grandma. I ate it all up. Well, if I find another one, I'll bring it home." Then he walks along and he sees a dog salmon. And he goes, "Well," he did the same thing. He just ate up that fish, didn't even chew it, he swallowed it whole. "Oh, gee, I forgot to save some for my grandma, and she has nothing for supper. Oh, next one I'll save for her." And he goes, he goes, he finds a king salmon. He says, "Hello, tatim tun, naksatu, tatim tun, kastati kalakam." Yaru says, "As big a stomach as I have, I'll eat you alive." And so he ate the balda, king salmon. He doesn't even swallow them. He just chew them. He just swallows the whole fish. And, "Oh, I forgot to save some for my grandma. She's very hungry. She got nothing to eat. Oh, if I get another one, I'll bring it home." Then he goes along, he finds a seal, and he says, "Hello, tatim tun, naksati, tatim tun, kastati kalakam." Then he swallowed up the whole seal and didn't even chew it. "Oh, I forgot to save some for my grandma. She's just hungry, gee." And so he walks on again. After a while, he comes to a muckluck. Everything gets bigger and bigger. He comes to a muckluck. He says, "As big a stomach as I have, I'll eat you alive." And he just took the muckluck and he swallowed it alive. And, "Oh, gee, I forgot to save some for my grandma. She's got nothing to eat. Oh, after a while, if I find another one, I'll bring it home." But while he was going, he got very, very thirsty. And, "Oh, gee, I'm very, very thirsty. What shall I do?" So he went down to the ocean and he drank up all the ocean. And after he drank up all the ocean, he went home and he was just heavy, could hardly walk. And when he went to his grandma, she says, "Grandma, how can I go into the house through the door? But I can't. Grandma, how can I go into the house through our window? But I can't." And after a while, he didn't know if he'll ever get into the house. He says, Grandma, how can I get into the house? Through the eye of my needle, and he went right into the little old house through the eye of a grandma's, his grandma's needle, and he sat down. He was just full, he could hardly move, and Grandma says, don't get too close to the fire, you will burst. And he was a little closer. He says, get away from the fire. He goes a little further away, but after a while, he burst, and there was lots of water. There was fish and seals and mucklucks and anything that lives in the sea. They all come out from him alive, and here comes a ship. Oh, the grandma. The grandma got on the ship, and she went outside on the other side of the ocean. And when she got outside, she married the king, and she lived happily ever after. That's the end of the story.
Oh, this story, what does it mean?
It means that we should not be greedy. We must always save some for other person. Otherwise, if we're greedy, we'll do it like the little boy.
What's the story called?
The story is about Mr. and Mrs. Crane, and it was told by Joe Paul. He's from Kuililuk, but he never said it in English, so I want to do some of it in English, and I don't know the song, so I'll just do it without the song. Mr. and Mrs. Crane were out looking for something to eat. They were hunting for mice food, and so when they got enough for dinner or supper, they went home, and Mr. Green, he went to the Kajigi, and he was making a kayak for himself, and he was working on the frame. But Mrs. Green, she went home, and she was cooking those stuff what they got while they were hunting. And when they were cooked, she went to her husband, and she said, Mr. Crane, I brought your food, and you must eat it while it's warm. Well, I'm so glad. I want to sing a song, but I didn't learn his song. But she waited maybe 5 minutes, and he wouldn't eat. And she got mad, you know, because she was like me. She's quick-tempered. She said, why don't you eat your food? It's getting cold. Oh, I will sing one more song because I'm so glad you cooked for me. And so he sang, but when he got to sing, she took his dish and she threw it on the floor. And poor, you mustn't get mad so easy. Now you get my grub all dirty. But poor, he picked it up, put it in his dish, and he was eating. And when he was through eating, he said, Mrs. Crane, one of these days, the people that are hunting, they're going to get me, and when I'm gone, you'll have nothing to eat, and you'll starve to death, because people wouldn't give you something to eat. And so next day, he went out hunting for something to eat, and while he was hunting, I guess there were some hunters, and they shot him, and poor Mrs. Goh, she lost her husband, and she was hungry every day, and she starved to death. But why didn't she have enough sense to go to somebody's house and say, I'm very, very hungry. Would you give me something to eat instead of just sitting there and starved to death? And that is example for us people that are lazy and don't try to go and get grub for ourselves. If we just sit down and do nothing, we will starve to death, just like Mrs. Crane did.
Yeah. What's the name of the story?
how the mole got the short fur. You know, long time ago, there was a bunch of animals, and it was always cold, and so one of them said, let's tie the sun so it'll be closer to the earth, and we won't be cold, we'll always be warm. And so they tied the sun, but it got too hot for them, and lots of animals, they tried cutting on the cord where the sun was tied, but before they'd cut the string, they'd cook. It was too hot, but the poor little mole, the mole was big long time ago, but so they told, Mr. Mole, will you try cutting the cord from the sun? You've got sharp teeth and you're the quickest animal that chew the food. You always beat us when we eat. And so the mole, he chew on the string where the sun was tied. And just as his fur was getting scorched, the sun went off, you know, the string broke. And that is how the mole is very small and got very, very short fur. But it's the fastest animal that chews on something hard. And that's the end of the...
What does it mean? I mean, yes, right.
Well, we cannot get the head of God. You know what God made? We cannot do ourselves because we didn't make the world. And so these animals, they thought they were smart. They were going to tie the sun so it would be warm, but it got too hot and they had to let it go again.
Yeah. What's the name of the story?
It's about a man eating dry fish and he got scared by a little mole, you know, little tiny mouse mole, you know, and it goes like this. There was a man eating nachluyagak, and while he was eating nachluyagak, he sees something and he got scared. He jumped like this, and so after he finished his meal, he made a song like this. Ang yayagam tatamtanga, ang yayagam tatamtanga, ang yayagalom yakapitanga kwem, ang ikhlrem, nakhloyagam gom, magpukulrem ka yakapitanga, ang akhay. A little mouse frightened me so. A little mouse frightened me so. A little mouse frightened me so. Half to death trying to eat a pipe won't frighten me so. That I almost died. It's too bad. Duck.
Where you get the story from?
I learned it from a man that lived down at Napakiak, you know. He's telling of himself because this man, he can make any song if he sees something, bird or animal, or if he's walking, he always makes songs. And I guess he just come out, you know, he knew how to make songs. He doesn't know how to write, he doesn't know how to talk English, but I translate that song in English, and I want the children to know what it is.
What's that man's name?
His name was Waska, Mr. Waska.
Yeah.
Waska Jordan.
She's still living?
Died long, long time ago. He told it when I was a little girl, you know.
Yeah. About your mother, what was her
name? My mama's name was Agnes, and my father's name was Chapu.
Oh, yeah. What's this story? What's the name of the story?
the stories about how the queen got black. Long time ago, the queen and the loon were very good friends, and they were always doing mischief to each other. And so one time, Mr. Loon told Mr. Crow, you must close your eyes, I'm going to have a surprise for you. And so Mr. Crow, he took charcoal and he put specks of charcoal on Mr. Loon's body. They were both white long time ago. He just painted Mr. Loon black spots on his body, and then he let him open his eyes, and when he opened his eyes, he had the black thing here and full of black specks on his body. And you see, you look very, very pretty, and when the people see you, they will want you for their party. And now Mr. Loon says, my turn to surprise you now. But in his mind, he said, you always make fun of me, I'm going to paint you black. And he painted him all black. And when he was all through, he says, open your eyes, Mr. Crow. Mr. Crow opened his eyes, and he was all black. And from then on, they were not friends anymore. God, he did say, you know, he painted the one black, but Loon was pretty, you know. But from now on, from then on, poor Mr. Crow is black.
This story, what does it mean to you? I mean that.
Well, he told us we shouldn't be naughty to each other. We must always try to please the other, because we will be enemies like Mr. Queen and Mr. Loon if we are mischief to each other.
Where you get the story from?
My grandma.
What's your grandma's name?
My grandma's name is Alchuk. I don't know how old she was. She was very, very old when she died. She died in 27, but she could hardly walk anymore, you know.